Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The failed execution of a Tennessee man in May is sending out new legal ripples. A new court ruling says the state has to say whether a particular doctor is scheduled to participate in the next execution on August 13th. A judge in Nashville found that the state has waived its ability to protect the doctor's identity. It was revealed previously, and concerns have mounted after Dr. Mark Walton Fowler could not establish a vein during the attempted lethal injection 2 months ago. Daryl Hines, who's been on death row for 40 years, has been seeking a reprieve and a review of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol, and now he's arguing that the doctor's lack of medical skill contributed to the failed execution of Tony Carruthers. Carruthers, meanwhile, will not be executed this year, and his sister has filed a complaint through the Tennessee Department of Health claiming Dr. Fowler committed medical malpractice and violated his profession's ethics by causing agony during the failed execution. Governor Bill Lee has rejected calls for an independent investigation or a moratorium on lethal injections. As Tennessee voters begin to cast early ballots today, officials are reiterating one contest that they won't be voting for. Nashville is no longer part of the 5th Congressional District. The city had been fully in the 5th until 2022, when redistricting divided the city. Now, the latest maps split Nashville into three parts, and the fifth isn't one of them. Here's Davidson County Election Administrator John Richardson.
Everyone is familiar with the 5th Congressional District, and historically, Davidson County has had the 5th, like forever. Well, now the questions we're getting is, I see the advertisements on TV, but I can't vote in the 5th. And the answer is, that's right.
Davidson County sent more than 470,000 letters to voters to explain the new districts, along with revised voter registration cards. For the most part, polling places have not changed, but voters should check their card to make sure they know their districts. Early voting in Nashville runs from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. today and runs for 2 weeks at 15 locations. Closing times vary by day. You can find out more at WPLN.org.